boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
This is usually that time of the year where your family or your parents will ask you, hey, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess it's time to start thinking about it.
I already know what I want.
That doesn't really surprise me.
At the top of my list is a police scanner.
Okay.
Did you expect me to say that?
Not really, but also it's not totally unheard of because my younger brother also asked for a police scanner in the last couple of years.
And does he still have it?
I think he does. I don't know that he listens to it as much as he used to, but he was obsessed with it.
Oh my God. I remember my grandparents having one when I was younger, and I always thought it was the coolest thing. Now as an adult, I get it. I understand why you want one. And here's the reason why I want one for our place is because we kind of live near a busy road. And so that busy road tends to get a lot of emergency vehicles driving by. And honestly, well, I can hear them. They sound like they're going like 100 miles per hour. And I'm like, what are you going to? What emergency?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been one time that we ended up getting into our car and we're like, let's go find it, which I know you shouldn't, but we are losers, okay? But now I'm like, so there are some times where I'm like, I'm too lazy to do that. And I just want to know what's going on because I'm nosy.
Of course.
And there's not always a news article about it. So I want a police scanner. So when I hear five fire trucks drive by, which is a normal recurrence, about four times a day, I know where they're going and why. Because I'm nosy.
Yeah, I get it. And I get the tea. I think this is going to turn you into not only a Karen.
Why?
But
how?
Paranoid Karen.
Well, paranoid, yes. But how a Karen? I can't talk on the police scanner.
Well, you thank God, honestly. That would be horrible.
That would be so bad because I would totally use and abuse it. Hey, any police officer out there? You want to give me some coffee? Over.
I shouldn't say Karen.
I don't know what they say.
You're going to be like the lady around town who knows everything about everyone.
Yes!
What's going on. I don't know what her name is. I guess it's Destiny now because you're going to be like, somebody's going to be like, oh my gosh, like, did you hear there was a fire over the weekend? And you're going to be like, well, it was actually a 1024 and 15 units were dispatched.
Yes!
And it's going to be like, okay, this is kind of sad.
That's my dream, Taylor. I want to be able to talk the code. Yeah, it was a 1024. And then be like, you just, like, literally, that's my, I want that. I want that so badly. I've hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
I think
you're going to be the one at the hairdresser that everybody's like, is she okay? Does she have a life? Honestly.
No.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Boo baskets. They are the thing. They have been since, I would say, like last year.
Yeah.
That people are so into it this time of year. And I think it started with TikTok. People basically like building cute little, I would say like care packages or goodie baskets for the Halloween season. So it's like a cute blanket, it's slippers, it's candy, candles, really whatever you want. It's just Halloween-y themed and cute goodies in it. So now, obviously, everybody, including you, Destiny, thinks that they have to participate.
I didn't get to participate last year, okay?
Uh-huh.
So dang it, I'm doing it this year.
And you know what? I support that.
Thanks.
So, I've already seen people showing
we can do boo baskets together.
No, I don't care. I'll just buy myself Halloween candy and like call it a month. Okay. So I've already been seeing people being like, oh, look at what I got for my person, or look at what my person got me. And now I'm seeing a little bit of drama in the boo basket community, but it's also kind of a good thing for people like you that are like, I don't know what to get. I don't know how to do this. And that is, people are going into like Target or whatever store they choose. They're building a boo basket and then they're leaving it. Okay.
Why?
Because they're building it for other people.
Oh.
So they're like,
cool.
Some people are like,
I mean, but bad for the Target employees.
The employees are ticked off, rightfully
so,
because they're like, stop moving our stuff. I have to put it away. And you've got stuff from the candle department and the blankie department and the shoe department. Like, stop it right now. But then also, I literally just earlier saw a video that I scrolled past that was like, no excuse not to get them because they're literally just planted around the store.
Shut up.
And they're not pre-made like Easter baskets. They kind of do that.
Yeah.
There's not really anything like that at this point. There should be because people are now planting these boo baskets around the store being like, no excuse. Get your partner a boo basket.
I've worked retail before, and depending on the company, and I can't speak for all of them, they have like strict rules, like closing rules that you cannot leave for the night until the store looks spotless.
Right.
And that would include the boo baskets, everything being put away. So that really sucks for the employees, right. But it's very helpful. I'm like, maybe instead of I taking that, I could hire someone. You.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I knew you'd
for
do
a
it.
Check.
What?
Yeah.
How about a piece of candy?
No, I want a check. That's my boo basket.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
So where I live, I live in town, but kind of like where I'm at right now, there's a lot of stray cats in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a good 10 cats.
Oh, see, they would all come home with me.
Dude, I think Tamer Man's trying to bring one of them in. I was like, stop. We already have too many animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed, and I don't know if it's one, two, or all 10 of the stray cats are starting to leave us gifts.
Like, are we talking mice?
Actually, we are.
Oh, I was going to say mice, or they're like using your porch as a restroom.
Oh, no. Well, they have done that before too, actually. But I noticed it over the weekend. The first one was a mice, completely dead, flipped over, legs flopped up in the air and everything. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? Then it happened again. And I don't know, but I have a question. Are the cats doing it because it's like a gift and they're like, hey, you're really great neighbors. We like your place. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't know what they're doing. Okay.
It could be that because I know like even if your cat, like your pet cats bring you a toy, they're like doing it out of affection.
Okay.
Or because these cats don't know you, it's a warning and they're saying this could be you.
That's
if you
what
don't
I'm
stop
asking,
playing with me.
Taylor, it's what I think it is. I think they're trying to tell us there's 10 of us. There's two of you.
Watch out.
You're going down. And I'm not going to lie, the way I saw that mice flipped over, I'm a little terrified for my life right now.
I
feel like it's a warning sign.
I think, because are you leaving them food and stuff?
Neighbor man did it one time.
Okay, and that's where you went wrong. Because now if you haven't continued to do it, they're going to put a hit on you.
If I die and you don't hear from me, it wasn't an human who killed me. It was strictly 10 cats.
She's at the bottom of the stairs with her arms and legs in the air like the rest of the mice. I feel like I was really starting to show some growth in my life as a person because I decided to make a deal, an agreement with a spider, okay? Mm-hmm. And I am somebody that is scared of all types of bugs.
All. Especially spiders.
Anything, I mean, I can handle like a fly, but anything beyond that, I'm scared, I'm screaming, I'm asking somebody to get rid of it. I don't care what you do with it, if you kill it, if you let it outside, that's up to you, not up to me. But
as long as it's out of her hair.
Exactly. Until I noticed, I believe it was Friday night when I got in the shower, that I had a little friend in there.
Oh, that's the worst place to find it.
Okay. Luckily, it wasn't like on the ground or right above me or anything. There was a daddy long leg spider up in the corner, very far away. And you know what?
Fondling you. Well, not really, but with its eyes.
No, she was minding her own business. Because
I don't
tell.
Think she was looking
no,
at you?
No, I can tell. I've had spiders that have been peeping toms on me before.
This and one was not?
They got to go. She was sweet. Okay. She was like curled up in the corner.
Who says that about a spider?
I don't know. This is why I thought I made some growth in my life. Because normally I would literally like scream and get out of the shower and my boyfriend would think that I'm being murdered. But in that moment, I looked up and I was like, you know what? I see you. You see me. We're cool. Okay? You're minding your business. She wasn't moving. She didn't have a web. She didn't have anything going on up there. So I was like, I'm going to let her be until she makes a move that I don't like.
You'll throw your shampoo bottle.
Exactly. But she was just chilling. And then all throughout the weekend, we were cool. There was even a time that she started walking, but she wasn't walking towards me. She's just walking across the ceiling. And I still was like, okay, I'm not going to panic because she knows our deal that she's going to stay on her side and I'm going to stay on mine. And then I was telling my boyfriend about it this morning. I was like, oh my gosh, you'd be so proud of me. Like, did I tell you that there's a spider living in my bathroom and we're like cool? And he was like, are you serious? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I was like, well, I don't know. I feel like she gets me. Come look at her. I'll show you. Because she just hangs out in the corner. I don't know if she's sleeping or hibernating.
Let me guess, you also named her.
She doesn't have a name. I keep calling her a her because I feel like we're like bestie girls. And then I was like, come look at her. Like, I'll show you. Like, I kind of like her, I think. And I hate spiders. And then we go in my bathroom. She's gone.
Where?
She's not in her spot. I don't know.
She broke the first rule of friendship.
She broke the rules. And now I'm like, I don't know if I can shower again. Because she wasn't on the floor. She wasn't on the walls. She was not in her corner. So if I see her again, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Just would like to say, normally you say I'm the one who's losing it over here, but I think it's officially been passed on to you. You're making deals with a spider, practically naming them and being besties. You probably have friendship bracelets too.
See, I would have worked on one, but she left me.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know what I just realized? There's a building across the street. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it from where you're sitting. They have like a big garage door that they have lots of large vehicles inside of that we've seen before. But then also there's like a door, like a side door. And I just realized it doesn't go inside.
What are you talking about?
It's a door and you can see through it because it's glass and it's like the wall.
So it's a door to nothing?
It's a door to nothing. Unless it is to something.
Well, maybe. That always freaks me out. When there's houses like that or like buildings like that that like had a door or had a window and it goes to nothing. I lived at a place one time where I like looked at, I was like living there and there was a window that I'm like, wait a minute. The math ain't mathing because that should be where my room is. But why do I not have that window? And it had to have been like boarded up and then covered up. That stuff freaks me out. I'm like, what do you know that I don't know and why we had to cover it?
That's what I'm saying. Because it's a glass door and it does say on it, please use other door. But why?
Yeah, why can't we go in that door? What's behind that door?
Should we find out?
Should I
go knock on that door?
Hello? And they're like, ma'am, it literally says to not use this door.
Just feel like, I want to know. I wanted to see if anybody would answer.
I dare like you to go.
Some ghouls or something.
I dare you to go over there. You're sitting on the couch. You're watching something on Netflix or maybe Hulu, whatever it may be. And then you look over to your right or left and you notice, wait, is my pet watching this with me?
It's kind of a magical feeling. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it is. You're like, whoa. You know what I know. You can see what I can see.
We're bonding.
We want to know, what does your pet like to watch or listen to? Call us and tell us about it. 319-200-1029. It's not a TV show for my cat, Luna. It is something that really only I ever come across on TikTok, and that is Taylor Swift. Luna is fascinated with Taylor Swift. I've noticed this a couple of times now.
Like, are we talking when you're scrolling past like Eras Tour videos?
Yes. And it's like Taylor Swift singing on the Eras Tour. Then Luna will be watching it with me. I have caught this several times. I'm like, oh, you a Swiftie.
Interesting.
It's so funny. And it could even be I've been a couple times where it's just a video about Taylor Swift. And she'll even still watch that too.
Is it the sound or is it her appearance?
I don't know. Because I thought it was more the sound, but I'm almost now thinking maybe it's the appearance.
Maybe because she like wears sparkly stuff.
That would make sense. And that it's flashy. Yeah. No, that maybe. Totally makes sense.
My God, your cat's a Swiftie.
I've been thinking, but what I've been wanting to do is like put Taylor Swift on like a speaker or something in the house and just watch what happens. Maybe Luna will tell me which album's the best album.
Or she'll like start doing the choreography from the tour. Our pets are more like us than we think sometimes. And occasionally you may even catch your pet watching a show with you or listening to music with you. And we want to know what it is that your pet likes to watch or listen to. You can call us at 319-200-1029. Shirley, what about you?
I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Now, is this a cat or a dog?
Dog.
Okay, and so like, what happens when you put that song on?
Oh, she jumps up and like, lets you hold her paws, and then she dances with you.
Oh, I love that. I'd be playing that every day.
All you have to do is say, hey, Peyton, you want to dance? And then she gets excited, and then you can just start singing it, and she is all happy.
Oh, my God. She'd be a good wedding date.
I wish my cats would do that, but
yeah.
At this point, they're not really interested in music, but my cat Romeo, I have noticed, it's been a while since I've watched it, but anytime I do, he gets up on the couch and he lays and he watches it with me.
Like eyes on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That is Dance Moms. Huh? I don't know why.
That one does not make sense to me.
I have a couple thoughts.
Maybe, is this the one where what's her name? Where she's kind of mean?
Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. She yells a lot in the show. So there's a lot of yelling. The moms are yelling. So maybe that gets his attention. I don't know if it's like the sparkly dance costumes.
A lot of movements of the dancing.
I don't know if my cat has a crush on the dancers. I don't know what it is, but he loves Dance Moms.
Okay, I feel like you need to like narrow it down, and I think it'd be easy for you to narrow it down because one, you have a dance background, so why don't you dance in front of Romeo, see what happens, do a full routine
and see if he sits on the couch and watches or what.
That would be cool. He's like, go Taylor, go, and he like starts clapping his hands. Or see if your cat likes to be yelled at. Because I'm wondering
he
if...
He doesn't.
You know?
I do know that. He does not like that.
Because I was wondering if it's the Abby Lee like yelling at like the kids. Maybe he's like into that. Maybe you need to start yelling at your cat for no reason.
Maybe he has a crush on Abby Lee. That's what it is.
The day they invent a remote or an app on your phone where they can understand dog barks and put it in human language is the day I'm going to ask my dog, what do you want to watch on TV?
I know, and I'm selfish. I would never ask anybody else except my pets.
Everybody else in the house? I don't care about you.
Yeah, go find your own TV. We've been talking about what your pet likes to watch or listen to, and you can still call us at 319-200-1029. Taylor, what about your pets?
Dog TV.
Like
it's like an app, and it's for dogs. It's a TV for dogs.
Wait, so what's on it?
There's different things that are supposed to be for dogs, like different sounds, or like sometimes they attach cameras to dogs and you can see them like running around the park, or they see different animals and it's in the colors that they can actually see.
Aww. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
When my dog was a puppy, we would have her watch that because she was just so mesmerized.
Aww.
I think I had a friend who would find like a YouTube channel for cats, and it was the same type of thing where it would be like a fish tank or a little mice. It was like made for them.
Well, Alicia said the same thing on Facebook, said dog TV on YouTube loves to watch the squirrels. Oh my God, this is a 2-for-1. My dogs and my cat would love this.
You should try it out and see how they like it.
Then I just have to deal with squirrels on my dog.
Well, yeah, you might lose your mind, but they might have fun. Eric, what does your pet like to watch or listen to?
Adventure Time. She will not pay attention if I just start like YouTube and play like one of those dog anxiety shows. She just ignores it. But if we turn on Adventure Time, her face turns right to the screen and will stay there until we come home.
It's funny that his dog doesn't like the like dog TV. Uh-huh. They want Adventure Time.
And I've seen the show. It's not for me. But I do get why the dog's like, it's very colorful.
Yeah.
Weird-shaped, like, characters, which I think maybe also would grab a pet's attention, I would assume.
Maybe. I was also thinking my cat, Romeo, gets up in my business when I'm in bed occasionally. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, but I mean all the time. And when I'm scrolling on TikTok, he thinks that's like a game because, you know, you that motion.
Oh, no.
They start to bat at your hands and stuff. And anytime that I've, like, started to fall asleep or like lifted my hand off my phone, I somehow end up on STEM TikTok.
Because of the cat?
Yes.
How did the cat get there? Did it type it? Can't type it in.
No, because at the top, you know, when you like swipe over, there's like TikTok shop and then there's like live streams and then all the way over is STEM.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either until my cat was like, I'm a genius and I want to watch STEM videos.
Girl, you better enroll that cat into a university or
I'm
something.
I'm just saying, he's about to be Dr. Romeo to you real soon.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. with those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Imagine you're scrolling on TikTok and you stumble across a complete stranger and they're talking about you and your childhood awards.
That would be very creepy, and I would be like, how do you know this? Why do you know this? Quit peeping in my house.
Well, this is actually happening. Not to you, unfortunately.
Thank God is what I was going to say.
There is a guy whose username is Zach Wickham, and he posted a video, I think not knowing how big that this would get, but essentially he's shopping at Goodwill. He's like in the Los Angeles area, and he is showing a ton of different trophies, and he's like, hey, if your name is Phoebe Kong, I think your mom must have gone through your room and donated all of your trophies and awards. And he's like, you have got to be so talented, Phoebe Kong, whoever you are. He doesn't know who this is because there's tons of tennis trophies. There's softball trophies. Cool. There's piano trophies, all made out to this girl that he does not know. So he's putting
this
video out.
Why would you get rid of all those awards if that child is so talented?
Right. And so that's why he posted the video. He's like, I don't know who you are or where you are, if you're in the area, but if you want your stuff, because clearly your mom
didn't,
your family didn't, come to this. He even like name drops which Goodwill location he was at in Los Angeles. And then the comments must have gotten him to go back because he posts a second video of him going on a different day looking for the trophies, and they were all gone except one.
Oh no.
So the employee was like, yeah, somebody came in and they bought all of them except the one that you found. So he's like, dang it, somebody saw my video. Now they've got her trophies. What are we supposed to do? And then he takes it even further and he finds who Phoebe Kong actually is. Because this whole time he's just saying her name because it's on the trophies. But he does a little research. He finds her on LinkedIn. He wants to tell everybody how awesome Phoebe Kong is outside of just her trophies. So he finds out that she's an artist and she went to Dartmouth, which is a very prestigious college.
Really?
That she's like a really successful activist and has a bill it passed in the state of California when she was 17 years old. Like, she's really great.
What?
And he's like, okay, Phoebe, like, I'm sorry, I don't have your trophies, but somebody out there does. You're awesome. That was it. That was the point of it.
That isn't like, I'm just, if what a successful person, and your parents threw away
Well, I mean, at some point, it's like, what are you holding on to these for?
To sell it on eBay one day? Clearly, this person's successful. She's got a bill named after her. Why would you sell it to Goodwill when you could sell it to eBay and make some serious money? Or she's going to be very successful one day. She might have a museum after her.
Well, then whoever went and bought them that day.
This is why I have all my awards, like most valuable cheerleader, most spirited, because one day
participation ribbons.
Yeah. Because I hope to one day be famous, and then, you know, it's going to end up in like a museum of some sort. So I'm saving the museum.
Oh, you have all yours.
Yeah, I've saved it so that they can have it later on.
Okay.
Or my family can retire later. We're still working on the famous part.
Mm.
I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am, that stuff's in the basement. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, somebody's going to come and nab it from you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm upset. I cannot believe what I saw last night.
What?
I was going to get groceries and it was dark because it gets dark really early now, which is also upsetting. And I saw Christmas lights.
Yeah!
I'm not kidding.
Who's that house? I'll thank them. I'll give them a Christmas card.
I don't know who you are in North Liberty. At first glance, I was like, oh, somebody's got like Halloween decorations up. That's so fun. And then I looked again and I was like, hold up. Wait a minute. No, it's not. No, it's not.
God bless you.
That is full on. And I'm not talking just like white Christmas lights lining the house. I'm talking full colored lights, some sort of display. I couldn't bring myself to drive up there and see what it actually was because I was so like, it's too soon for this. How dare you? It's also like 80 degrees this week. What are you thinking?
Oh, God. What beautiful people. I would like to know their address.
I mean, I can tell you where it's at.
Because I will be over there.
Here's the thing. And then me and my boyfriend got into it because he was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I think my parents have their Christmas lights up at their house. And I was like, okay, but do they turn them on yet?
Some people keep them up all year round.
So I get that, and I get like getting out there while it's still like really nice out right now, getting them on the house so you don't have to worry about it once it gets cold out. But if you're turning them on,
it might as well.
You're forcing us all into the spirit,
and we might as well.
Even Mariah Carey, I've seen people on TikTok being like, it's time. It's almost time.
And we should defrost her now.
She says it, not yet. She says not yet. She always comments on people's videos, not yet.
I think we defrost her now.
Are your Christmas lights up?
No, but I want to put the Christmas tree up really badly. I've had my don't hate on me because I've had my Halloween up for, oh God, like probably end of July. It's been up for far too long.
Oh my God, so you're sick of it.
I'm sick of it.
That's
I'm
your own fault.
Yeah, I know.
Don't make us all suffer.
Don't look. Close your eyes when you're driving. I don't care what you do. But I want it. And I, God bless whoever you are in North Liberty. You're the most beautiful, magical person on this face of the earth. And I love you. I don't know who you are, but I love you. I'm in love with you, actually. Are you single?
I was going to say, you should see if you can move in.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.